Hello, my name is Nathan and I wrote this play. In the written version, there are two main characters, Shireen, who is Indian American, and her husband Ed. The play takes place on election night 2016 in Shireen and Ed's home, which is in Philadelphia, PA. They are hosting a party to watch the election results. There's also a chorus of party guests. Because of the pandemic, I've revised the play for the audio version. There are only two performers, Amanda. She's waving hi. We'll read the part of Shireen. I will read the part of the chorus. Ed likes to throw big parties, so pretend you hear 9 or 10 voices when I'm speaking. Thank you for listening to the play. I hope you enjoy it. Stay safe. The polls are always right. A woman will become president tonight. Thinking the man will win is a sucker's bet. His view of Muslims is obscene. We can't stop worrying about Shireen.
They say you marry your best friend, but at this point, Ed's just a best friend. We live dependably routine lives. The spark has gone out of our marriage. Yesterday, he brought me roses as a surprise. It was not a surprise. He buys me roses if he thinks he neglected me the day before. He spends Sunday screaming at the television set as the Eagles lost and pouting afterward. I knew I would get roses the next day.
What kind of person would vote for that man? Unliberated, uneducated, unmedicated. That's the kind of person who would vote for him.
Earlier this year, one of my best friends from high school got dumped by her husband. She knew it was coming when she realized the only reason he'd agreed to try couples therapy was to flirt with the receptionist. Ed would never do that. If he went for couples therapy, he would take notes and put together a checklist of tasks to improve our marriage. He's rock solid, dependable. High school me would never have settled for dependable or respectable or comfortable. It would kill Ed if I told him it's not working anymore. He's given me so much. I can't bring myself to leave.
Not enough people want a wall between Mexico and us. Not enough people want to take Shireen away from Ed.
If he scored an upset, if he scored the most dazzling, dramatic, monumental upset in American political history, world history, if he sent me to a camp for people who look like me, a camp hastily constructed in the name of liberty. If he sent me and my family to a camp way deep in the desert, the heart of America, the sweet land of liberty, of thee we sing, away from everyone, here, my suffocating dead-end state would be smashed into a billion pieces, not a glue in the world strong enough to rebuild it. The freshest, most terrific, and hugest do-over. Goodbye, comfortable and respectable life. Goodbye, considerate and dependable mate. Hello, freedom. Hello, living the life I want to live. If he sent me away, if he sent me too far away, nobody can say I left Ed. I would never hurt him. I was only following executive orders.
The polls are always right. A former first lady will become president tonight.
I voted for him. The freshest, most terrific, and hugest do-over would jumpstart my heart. It would jumpstart my tired, sad, low-energy heart. It would be a bright and shiny restart. I would start every day walking through the camp feeling great. I would walk along the guarded perimeters. I would feel the mud road sticking to my feet, the mud clinging to my exposed feet, the best mud I've ever felt. I wouldn't scrape it. I would greet my new neighbors when they left their barracks to collect the morning rations, their terrific meals, and I would feel great again. I voted for him, but it will make not a dime's worth of difference, no difference at all. Pennsylvania's blue, so blue, a bluesy blue, the most absolute model you've ever seen of blue, a bulletproof model, too blue. There's no point staying awake. Sad.
The polls are always right. The most visible glass ceiling will be shattered tonight.
Ed's family is wonderful. His sister is the kind of woman I'd get drunk with if I drank, and her children are adorable. The Dutch Wonderland trip almost made me cry. Going on the train ride and waving to her kids every time they saw us from the merry-go-round, and pretending to be excited about the rides, and taking all the family photos and answering questions about our baby plans sapped me. It highlighted the fact that all of these things I didn't want for myself are the only things that I have. Nobody could hope for better in-laws. How could I break those people's hearts?
Too many good people live here for him to prevail and run the place. Too many people are offended by his views on women, belief, and race. Too many people want to breathe clean air and drink clean water. Too many people know a functioning civil society needs a strong tax base. Too many people know he'll use the nuclear codes to lead the world to slaughter. Too many people don't want a president who lusts for his own daughter.
I would walk through the camp, the best camp ever in the history, the beautiful taxpayer-subsidized paradise, the most terrific paradise you've ever seen. No, the paradise we'd agree to pay for to save the taxpayers. There's a very proud tradition, a great tradition of paying for what you use. I would walk as the standard bearer of a new freedom unchained from this life, the sad, low energy life, a life made crooked and weak by my inability to say no, the chain smashed by his glorious triumph, a momentous November surprise, winning. When he smashes the chains and grabs me down, there, yes, my beautiful dark fantasy to pick me up and put me in the camp smiling, the most brilliant, whitest smile, dazzling me blind, a smile like no other smile, a great smile, the greatest smile, so much winning. How would I use my freedom? What would my new path be? The wrong questions, just wrong. I do not need a life plan, a beautiful blueprint for a future of endless winning. So much winning to know my life right now feels rigged and fake. It doesn't matter. He's not going to win. Even if he won, he wouldn't set up internment camps for people like my family and me. Ed is my best friend. He is my rock. I will endure our marriage. I will be a good wife and mother. I will let the isolated moments of joy redeem the dependable, respectable, and comfortable patches of our family life. I will never leave him. I can't bring myself to leave him. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Not enough people want to take Shireen away from you. The polls are always right. A former president will become the first man tonight.